springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
It's peak season for asparagus, which pairs perfectly with a light and crisp rosé.
Mini bottles of champagne and sparkling wines are perfect for adult Easter baskets. And they're really cute, too.
My perfect brunch? Belgian waffles, with extra whipped cream and a holiday pour of your sweetest rosé.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Street Champs Radio, but
he's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang, Segui, this your boy, N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Hey, Sangria, hold this out for you. This is your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this is Drink Champs motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise!
And right now, we have our first active athlete. We've had many offers and plenty of people who have came and said they wanted to come and sit down with the Drink Champs. But this is our first active, and he's a champion.
And Latino.
And Latino and Puerto Rican. I was going to invite Fat Joe and just make you Puerto Rican out today. But then I thought
I went for my Puerto Rican.
So he's Puerto Rican. He's a champion. 33-0. Knocked out people in their own courts, in their own hood.
Right.
Goes anywhere. About to have the biggest fight of his life. I seen him destroy Matisse. I seen him have two fights with Eric Morales. I seen him go crazy. I'm a huge fan. Right now, in the building, we got Danny Garcia. Make some noise!
Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
Nah, man, you're our first active athlete, right, man. You know what I mean? And you're gonna make us look so good because we know our shit. Mm-hmm. But we're gonna get to the beginning, the beginnings of Danny Garcia. Right. How did you first develop your love for boxing?
When I was a kid, I just loved playing sports. You feel me? I played all sports, but I was a sore loser. You know what I mean?
Now the way you throw, I'm sorry to cut you off, but the way you throw your right hand, I feel like you was a shortstop, an outfielder, or a pitcher at one point, because you throw it like you throwing a. Pitching? I mean, you punch with your right, like you. Am I inaccurate?
No, I mean,
it's okay.
You know, the boxing, just to be honest with you, it's just natural to me. You know what I mean? Like. When I was young, I played every sport. I played baseball. I played football. Mm. I played basketball. You know what I mean? But like I said, I was a sore loser, so I hate losing. I would be mad at my teammates for not being too good. You know what I mean? Because I was always good. You know what I mean?
But
when I stepped in the boxing gym, I just started hitting the bag, and it just felt so easy to me. It was like,
and it's just you. It's not a
exactly.
team now. It's
it was
just
like,
you.
It was like, this is what I want to do. You know what I mean? Exactly. And I can't blame nobody if I lose. So,
because boxing is like similar to rapping. Like, no matter how many people that could come with me to the studio, there's only one person who could perform the record.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No matter how many people I got on stage, it's only one person that could really, like, the crowd is looking at.
It's real, because it's like, you got an entourage walking, where they walk you in the ring.
Right.
You know what I mean? As soon as we walk in the ring, they're like, all right, homie, like, you got it now. You feel me?
It's on you. Make us look good.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, it's a one-man gang. You know what I mean?
it's very similar. Your hype man can't fight for you.
Right.
Like, hype man could be there, could be in the corner, like when you go in the corner, but he can't fight for you. Right. So, you being 33-0 right now.
Yep.
What made you take this Keith Thurman fight? Do y'all know each other? Because I feel like y'all fought.
I know him from the amateurs. You know what I mean?
I never
fought him in the amateurs.
Okay, cool.
But like, my goal in the boxing world was to be a two-division world champion, three-division world champion. I unified the 140-pound weight class.
Did two divisions already,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay. I won the 147, the 147-pound welterweight champion. But I unified 140. I was the champion with all belts. So I said, I came to 147. I want to do the same thing. Right. So he got a belt. And I want it. I need it.
Yeah. What does it mean to unify the belt?
Unify means you're the number one guy in the division. You got the belts. You got all the belts. You know what I mean?
Unify, nigga. That's what we doing with Drink Champs, nigga. Unify.
When champions collide, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yo, but I'm not going to lie, Garcia. You my man. A big fan of you. And out of all the fights, like, I thought the Matisse fight was dangerous. I thought the Eric Morales was dangerous. Yeah. I knew you was kind of going, you know, skip through the Zab Judah. Yeah.
Amir Khan, too.
I'm not going to lie. I was waiting for the left. The whole time, I was just waiting. I was rolling blush, just, like, waiting for the left.
Right.
As soon as the left comes, like,
I ain't even got to look when I threw that jump.
Amir Khan. You exposed his glass jaw. Right. I'm sorry, Amir Khan.
Right.
But... big up to Monster Energy Drink for providing us some energy drink with ants calling on it, but that's okay.
Right.
But for me, I think this is your most dangerous bout to date. Because y'all, to me, remind each other in style.
Yeah. We both good punchers, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, like me, I don't feel that way, you know what I mean? I just feel like... Like, I earned my spot in the boxing world, you know what I mean?
You
like,
did. Yes, you did.
I be all eyes. Like, I've been the underdog most of... Amir Khan, I was the underdog. Lucas Matisse.
Not in my book. I'm Puerto Rican, goddammit. Let's make some noise for me being Puerto Rican and always going with Danny.
Right.
I get racist sometimes. I get racist.
Yeah. But I just feel like, man, to be honest with you, he was brought up the good way. You know what I mean? Right. Like... He never had to go against the odds. Like, he's never been in a fight where he was the underdog. You know what I mean?
Who you talking about? I'm talking about Thurman. Because his last fight with Porter.
That was his biggest fight.
And it's arguably...
I've been in bigger fights than that.
A lot of people think that Sean Porter kind of won that fight.
What was it,
a decision? It was...
Yeah, he won by like a point or two.
Thurman.
It was unanimous, though.
Oh, wow.
But it was a close unanimous, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but a lot of people do point out that they think that Sean Porter won.
It could have went either way. It was one of them fights where you can't be mad if either or person won. You know what I mean?
Now, have you ever...
I'm not a Sean Porter, right? You know what I mean?
That's right. You said it.
You know what I mean?
Is there any fight you ever had and people criticize you saying maybe thought...
Yeah, I had a couple fights.
Which one?
The Peterson fight. Peterson, I remember that. The black dude, yeah. Yeah, but I feel like, you know...
Right.
You can't fight three rounds you can't just close it off. You know what I mean?
Right.
Strong. You got to fight from round one to the end. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you score a fight.
Mm-hmm.
If you tuned in from the 10th round on, you probably thought he won, you know what I mean? Because he was getting off.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to count every single round. And in a championship fight, you just can't come to try to edge out a victory over a world champion, you know what I mean? So,
no, tell him. Let's say that again. World champion. Right. Yeah, we got a world champion. We got drink champs with the world champ. Let's make some fucking noise for that, goddamn. And our first... boxer is Puerto Rican. It's very racist here. That's why I agree. If you get a Cuban boxer, you get a Cuban.
It's a good Cuban boxer.
You know what?
I was supposed to go to Cuba on Saturday.
Go out there, man.
I can't go. Everything was booked. I was supposed to do a little.
But say Trump already fucked it up.
I don't know about that.
Trump Fidel, think you
Fidel,
Mexican?
Fidel died though.
Right. Yeah.
So they not letting nobody in the country.
Oh, that makes sense.
They let my mother-in-law in the country.
Everybody who had visas and all that and paid, they was like, sorry.
But I think she's a Cuban citizen.
Yeah, she probably has a Cuban passport. Yeah, which makes it way.
So when you see that, Danny, you be in a Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. And you see that this Fidel Castro passes away, and it's like mixed reviews. Some people are celebrating, and some people are like, that's messed up. What do you stand on your political views?
Like, to be honest with you, I'm not from Cuba, so I don't know what them people go through. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So I really don't know. You know, as far as like. You know, I know they're a communist country. I don't really know. You know, the country is so private that I don't know what to feel about it. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not from there.
Right.
But if you probably ask like a Cuban boxer a person who been to Cuba and come to America, then he could probably give them answers. Right. But
you being Cuban, how did you feel? Because I know your parents raised you to kind of hate Castro.
My grandparents. Yeah. I was happy for them more than anything because they got closure now.
Right.
You know, because they went through shit. We didn't go through it. They went through it.
So you think it's going to be like a democracy now? Like America?
No, it's not going to happen.
Are they building
quick.
A W? Because I'm coming now.
Trump is going to put Trump Towers there.
I might stay at the Trump Tower.
Definitely something's going to change because he was such a strong symbol in that country that's what kept it together for so long.
Yeah.
But once he's gone and the people, it's already opened up because Obama opened it.
Right.
They're not going to let that shit go back.
Right. So big up
I'm
to everybody.
I'm going to build a D&G hotel out there, which I mean.
St. Regis, baby. Come on. We need them good hotels out there.
Right.
So, Danny Garcia, you out here stomping, you doing what you got to do. one thing that I admire is you keep your father around. He's not here today. I would try to give him
drunk. He'll be out here on Friday.
I was going to try to give him drunk.
He'll be out here on Friday.
Yeah. But he's... And your father feels like every time you had a problem, he had a problem.
Oh,
like,
man.
He's more like your brother.
Yeah, we like... We Batman and Robin,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, we partners in crime. Right. Like, a lot of people can't. Like, with me and my pop, the relationship we have, a lot of other people don't have. Like, me and my pop, we go to the club together. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
My pop, 53 years old.
Right.
Like, we party with women. I'm like, yeah, that's my pop. He be like, don't tell him I'm your dad. I'm your brother.
You know what I mean?
Like, don't fuck it up with me, champ. Right? You know what I mean? So, it's just like... We cool, man. Yeah. We just be living.
Yeah, my Puerto Rican grandfather, I swear to God. I swear to God, right? My Puerto Rican grandfather, he's like 70, 79, 80, 80 at this time. We go to this party and shit. So he's sitting there and he goes, yo, Poppy. And I go, what's up? He go, yo, hook me up with the girl in red. And I'm like,
this is your grandfather?
This is my grandfather, my real Puerto Rican grandfather, my real grandfather. He goes, hook me up with the girl in the red. I'm like, yo, your fucking wife is right here. He goes, she no speaking English. Yo, when you Puerto Rican, you horny to the day you die. Puerto Ricans being horny as well. And then when he got what's that shit called? When you lose your mind?
Alzheimer's.
When he got Alzheimer's, right? The family kept saying, damn, you know, we kept losing them. But every time the woman from the family left, all my uncles was like, how the fuck he got Alzheimer's? He keep winding up at his bitch crib. He's 82. He's winding up at a chick crib. So let's big up to the Puerto Ricans for doing that. But, yo, I really admire you for keeping your father around.
Right.
Most people would have got to a certain extent and said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get a trainer, a professional trainer. Or even if they did do that, they would have said, yo, pops.
Oh, he trains you too?
It's not.
Yeah, my dad's a trainer.
Oh, that's dope.
I mean, I could have been to that, but me, like... It's all about chemistry, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you can have a good trainer, but you have no chemistry, and this is going to show in the ring.
Oh, right.
And at the end of the day, you know what I mean? We had nothing before, you feel me? So this is all, it's all profit for us right now. So for me to have another trainer and feed somebody else,
it
don't make no sense.
Right.
I'm just keep the money in the family.
No, and I like
so we're
going to
get this money together,
too.
Yeah.
He talked to you in that corner. Like, when y'all on the streets... Or just walking around, he got your back. But when you actually go to that corner, he's not telling you something that a trainer shouldn't tell you.
Yeah.
So it's not even looking like it's coming from a father's perspective. It's looking like coming from a father that's a trainer's perspective.
Yeah.
He always give you the right advice, like
smacking me in the face.
Like, in my mind, I be thinking I'm an expert in shit. You know what I'm saying? So I be like, yo, when he go to the corner, and I be like, damn, Pop said exactly what I was going to say. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and just as a boxing fan and as a person, this is Elliot Wilson train. They hate us. They pay every time we get somewhere good to have a train come by, but it's okay. We checked the charts today. They were like number 19.
It's a big deal when the train comes through.
Big them up, though, man. Big them up. But you keep your father around. You just had a daughter, correct?
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
15 months.
15 months. Goddamn. Let's make some noise for that. Goddamn it.
Blanco, who just had a child as well.
Big up Miss Blanco. You got a child. Spiff TV, I just found
out.
He
had
and I'm like,
and Khaled,
I thought these little shits wasn't working this whole time. God damn it. I thought the sperm was bad, man. I thought, let's big up to the people. I thought the sperm is bad, and Sonny D is sweating because he knows he's 900 with no kids. So he knows he's one of them whose sperm just doesn't work. Your soldiers gave up a long time ago. Your soldiers gave up during the earthquake. They said, fuck it, I'm out.
He got snipped and didn't tell nobody.
He got snipped and didn't tell nobody. And this is not your first time being a father.
Yeah, this is my first time. I only got one kid, one child.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Her name is Philly Garcia.
Yo. Now Philly sounds like a cool name, but like before you said Philly, I thought a murder.
Philly,
murder, cheesesteak.
That's what, like,
you know what I'm saying?
When I was telling my friends, I was like, I'm gonna name my daughter Philly. They was like, man, I don't know, man. I'm thinking about the hood.
Right.
I'm like, that's because that's where we from.
Right.
But Philly's a nice place, you know what I mean? If you outside the hood.
I'm not sure about that.
Nah, there's nice parts of Philly.
Yeah. I just didn't see him.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I mean, you got the history.
And you live in Philly still.
Well, I got a house outside of Philly, but I just recently moved
like
to Florida.
Delaware.
I just moved to Florida recently.
You got to get out of Philly. It's crazy.
Right, so.
And we get a lot of love from Philly, too.
No, that's Philly's our number one market. Thank y'all. But they know they're crazy. They ain't mad at that. They know they're crazy.
Yeah. So I train in Philly, and I try to be out here in between fights as much as I can. But, yeah, man, I'm a Philly kid till I die.
So
basically,
you're saying you're going to live here, but even when you go back to train, you're going to go back to Philly to train?
Yeah, of course, man. I got to keep that hunger.
Yeah, that's hard.
I mean,
that's hard.
Philly is like, you know, like that's against all odds right there. So I got to keep that hunger, you know what I mean? That's what keeps me, the grittiness, you know what I mean? The toughness is what keeps me at my best, you know what I mean? No disrespect to Florida, but
when you go riding,
you see palm trees, you don't get the same hunger as
you don't want to bite a pit bull.
And poppy stores, you know what I mean?
You don't want to bite a pit bull.
Right.
Like, you got to jog with Rocky Jog.
Exactly,
and walk up the steps and say, you know, he ain't say Adrian in that scene.
Man, Philly tough. Philly tough. Yeah. You go jogging down the block, they busting on you. Yeah, cars driving. Hey, run first. You know what I mean?
But what part of Florida you moved to?
Plantation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but what part of Philly are you from?
I'm from North Philly.
North Philly. Is that where PD Cracker is from?
Yeah. Badlands. Badlands. That's where all the Puerto Ricans are from.
What do they call it? Beirut?
I heard him say that.
Beirut.
That might be his block.
I think that's Oskino's block. I'm getting it confused.
Yeah, because it's two different kind of North Phillies. You got the Puerto Rican side, you got the black side. You know what I mean?
And you grew up on the Puerto Rican side?
Yeah, I'm in the Puerto Rican side,
Okay, and Petey Crack grew up on...
He's in the Puerto Rican side, too. Okay. Badlands,
Okay, Petey Crack is from the Badlands. Yeah. Oskino is from Beirut.
For
sure. Yeah, man, Philly is crazy, man. You gotta be happy for Meek Mill, though.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Right.
Yeah.
How did you feel during, like, him and Drake's...
I mean, I think it was good for hip hop. I just, you know, he just wasn't in shape at that time for that. You know what I mean? He was in love with Nicki. You know what I mean? So his mind wasn't on that. But I'm pretty sure if he was on that shit he's on now.
That's the Dream Chaser 4?
Yeah.
That shit's hard.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He was the athletic metaphor. He wasn't in shape for it.
Meek, he the hottest right now to me.
Yeah, he is.
Meek Mill's the hottest rapper right now.
That record does something to me. That record does something to me. I be looking around
back,
like, I know Lady again, but I be like,
they be making memes, we be making millions.
Step on the Collins and the farmers on Collins and the nigga from Lady again. I be like, oh, God. Like, you're an old nigga if you don't like that song. If you in your 30s and you just sitting around not liking that song, you just a hater. Because that song and the Mannequin's Challenge song. You gotta like it.
Yeah, right.
I don't care how old you are.
Program with all your goddamn videos.
My girl is Bill Cloud Pleaser. That girl is a man. You gotta love it.
I love it,
man. Your being is showing. If you don't like the man,
they
ain't
kept it that way.
What's it called? Black Beatles, right?
Black Beatles.
Big them up. Big up Ray Shrimmett, man. You know what I'm saying? They are.
They're working. They're working.
But you also got a guy from Philly. Little Uzi.
Yeah.
You fuck with Little Uzi Vert?
Uzi Vert, yeah. I don't know him personally, but I met him a few times. Him and my assistant from the same neighborhood. But I met him at Powerhouse, you know what I mean? It's all love, but he took off fast.
Big him up.
Yeah, he didn't waste no time.
Big up Little Uzi. Big up DJ Drama, man.
Yeah.
We're discovering that.
Man, it's too much talent in Philly, man. Everybody can rap in Philly.
Yeah, everybody can rap.
Shout out to the Roots, man, from Philly too.
Yeah, right. Everybody. Yeah. Shit.
Is boxing becoming the next thing you feel? Because don't you have a Danny Garcia gym out there?
Yeah, DSG Boxing Gym. Danny Swift Garcia Boxing Gym. It's in the neighborhood I grew up in. You know what I mean? The Junietta section of Philadelphia.
Because I feel like if you got, like with you especially.
I mean, Philly always been rapping and boxing, though.
Yeah, because who else was in the Muhammad Ali movie?
No, it's
Joe Frazier.
Joe Frazier.
Bernard Hopkins, Joe Frazier.
Bernard Hopkins.
Yeah.
And he about Taylor. To fight again.
Right.
Yo, man.
Right.
We got to start a petition to stop this. He might die this
man.
Time.
Nah,
Bernard, relax. Nah. Relax, Bernard. We love you.
That's somebody who...
And he's rich.
He's never not in shape, though.
Oh, that's real.
Yeah. Okay. Bernard never not in shape. He didn't eat a cookie since 1996.
but the last fight, when he fought the Russian dude, and the Russian dude dropped him, I was like...
But that guy's supposed to be the most feared man in boxing. He couldn't even.
But I wanted to text him and say, "You're not supposed to do that to Bernard.
Right?
You got to have more respect for yourself, brother. You beat him. Don't beat him disrespectfully. Yeah. That's Bernard Hopkins. You understand? Right. But okay. So now, You're from Philly. What was the first major breakout fight where people said Danny Garcia is the guy? He's the guy.
I won when I beat Morales for the title. When I beat Morales for the title, and then I beat Amir Khan, people were still skeptical because I knocked him out. I would say the Matisse fight.
The Matisse.
Yeah.
I thought that was dangerous.
Yeah. Nobody thought I was gonna win.
And he was from Argentina.
Yeah.
The Matisse. He
was knocking everybody out.
Yeah, you wore him out. But I didn't understand because I think I only saw one Eric Morales fight. Why did you fight him twice?
I had a rematch clause.
Oh.
Because he was the champion when I beat him. So then they gave me one voluntary defense, and then I had to fight him again.
Oh, okay. Yeah. When I asked you, did you have one fight that you thought people thought you didn't win? I thought that was the reason because I think I only saw one of the Eric Morales fight. But my brother, we're very, 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 very proud of you. I'm just gonna say that mid interview. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, and one of the things that I also want to point out that I admire you because you know Drink Champs, we got the very popular show right now, and a lot of athletes come to us, and you know I always ask them, what you want? You want something? Yeah. And you told me you needed absolutely nothing, like no alcohol, no.
You got some Monster for me. I mean,
Monster.
Give me some Monster. I'll take some Monster.
You drink some Monster. We're just having it here for the look. They're great people.
Right. They cut you to check. I drink
great
it.
People. Salud.
Right.
So our first active athlete. You know what I'm saying? So, have you ever? At one point, I heard there was rumors that you was gonna fight Floyd. Was that true?
It was in the media. It was in the media. Okay. But nah, we got the same manager. So Al Heyman.
Al Heyman. Yeah, Al Heyman.
Yeah. So nah, we never talked about fighting Floyd.
Mm.
But a lot of people thought because when I fought Matisse, he fought after me. You know, the whole mix up. You know, the promotional thing. But
right.
I thought I probably would. But never. He never chose to fight me.
Now let me ask you something in boxing. Because in boxing, it seems like you guys all know each other.
Yeah.
But on a drop of a dime, you have to throw your relationship away. Am I breaking that down correct or
if you're in my weight class, I don't like you.
You don't like
me? Automatic.
Yeah, if you're in my weight class, there's no way we can ever be friends. You feel me? Yeah.
So when you hung out with Floyd, it was just like, what's up? And that's it. Walked away?
I mean, he's retired, supposedly.
I mean, when he wasn't. This is
it. Nah, I'm cool with nobody. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, not in my weight class.
I wish I could have did that with rap.
Yeah.
You should have told me this a long time ago.
I can't.
You in my weight class.
I can't be.
We can't be cool.
Right. They my competition. You feel me? Like, right. I can't be. I know I could possibly fight y'all one day. So, and me, I gotta hate somebody to fight them. You feel me? Because I care for people and shit.
Right,
so I gotta hate somebody to fight.
Because it seemed like as soon as you won the last fight, and Thurman brought up, it was just like it's something that registered to you. Like I hate him now because this is definitely
he's
going
my
down.
Rival, you feel me?
And it's the contract is signed.
Everything's done.
And it don't change after the fight.
Ooh.
You get cool with them afterwards.
I mean, we might show sportsmanship depending on how I feel, but I mean, man, I don't know, man. I just I'm a savage when I'm in the ring.
Right.
Like, I can't be cool, like you can't be cool with your rivals. Like,
right.
I don't care about them. You feel me? Like, I got my own life going on.
Now, did you have a relationship with Zab Judah prior to your fight?
Nah.
Oh, so that was easy. It was just
that was just bad blood. But now we cool. Like, you feel me?
Cool.
I see him around, you know, say what's up. Because I know I'll never fight him again. So it's like, that's cool.
Now.
But you're an active boxer in my weight class.
It's not happening.
Not cool. So now.
I hate you.
Danny Garcia knocks out Keith Thurman. Keith Thurman. Keith one-time Thurman.
Mm-hmm.
Who does Danny Garcia fight after that?
They gonna make somebody up, hype somebody else again. You feel
I'm
me?
Trying to
it's always a newcomer, and they gonna put promotion behind them to build up the next fight. You feel me?
Not Pacquiao. Pacquiao. Ain't
that's a possible fight. That's a possible fight.
It's 100 million.
And if Floyd come back, he gonna have to fight me because I got two belts.
Hold on, Danny. Hold on, Danny. That would be. I'm picturing the bag.
Yeah.
I'm picturing the bag.
I'm sure he pictured it already. Right.
Bag. And it's still registered. I can't even look. I'm still in the back. That's so much money because. And then both undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Before that fight, you won the biggest money
fight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh my God. Now, where's your biggest audience? Audience, like where?
Or like my market?
Yeah.
As far as boxing? Like where I fight the most
at,
people?
Like, yeah.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
Yeah, Barclays Center. Sure. Yeah, I hold the gate.
Wow.
For a boxing event at the Barclays Center. I think it's like 14,000. Yeah, I hold the gate for a boxing event at the Barclays Center.
And I asked you earlier where you thought the fight with you and Keith Thurman, you said Brooklyn or Vegas.
Yeah.
I feel like that fight is that big that it deserves that Vegas platform.
Yeah, me too, yeah, for sure.
Because when it's a huge fight, it's like, it's a certain respect that that city does the town.
Right.
Like, you know, Brooklyn is great and it's dope, but it's not a certain respect that the whole city is involved. Yeah. But when it's a Vegas fight, the whole city is involved.
But I'll tell you, man.
But like, you're going to whip his ass anywhere,
but.
Okay.
Brooklyn is, it's the new mecca of boxing, right, bro.
I've only been there once.
The Barclays Center.
On the Barclays.
Is killing it right now.
Right. Yeah. Right.
They killing it right now. With boxing, it's a no miss.
Wow.
It's a no miss.
Wow. But if you preferred, if you had a chance to pick, what would you pick? Because that's what it is. It's up in the air between Brooklyn and...
I'm happy with both. But if I was to pick, I would say Vegas.
Vegas.
It's better. It's a better look and it's better financially.
Right.
You ain't got that extra tax, that New York tax, you know what I mean? And if you fight for that money, you want every dime, you know what I mean?
But they don't tax you in Vegas?
They don't. No state tax. Income, federal, yeah.
But no state tax.
Yeah, no state tax. It's like Florida. You ain't got no state income tax. You know what I mean?
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I'm so much of a boxing fan that I stopped going to actual fights because sometimes you're sitting down and there's a guy that jumps in front of you and shit, and he paid $10,000 to sit right there. You want to be like, yo, my dude, put your Frank down, man. Sit down, man. I can't see. But for this fight, I think I might come out.
I got you, bro.
It is.
Let me know. I got
Whatever
you.
It is. Let's make some noise for Drink Champs getting beat up. Because to me, you know what, I'm fans of both of you guys, and I actually kind of seen you guys come up, and I feel like this is going to be electric, and I feel like, you know, this is the fight. I mean, to me, you're already the super champion, you're already who you are, but sometimes, you got to face a big challenge. Yeah. It's like I followed Floyd his whole career, and he's fought the guy who's the guy. Yeah. But then he beat them, and he'd be like, "Oh well, he wasn't shit, and he wasn't." Yeah. And I'm telling you, if you get through this and you continue, you're gonna follow the same thing.
Exactly.
It's not that you ain't fighting craziest fighters.
Yeah.
It's like when you fought Matisse.
Yeah,
it's always that one
fight that's gonna take you to the next level. Super
exactly.
It's just like it's like going to college for 4 years and then you become a doctor or whatever, you know what I mean? I already got my master's degree, you know what I mean? So this is the fight that's gonna make me you know what I mean? Dr. Danny Garcia, you feel me?
Dr. Danny Garcia. Let's make some noise. Dr. Danny Garcia. Let's also big up the Best Buy Liquors. They provided the liquor today.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? We got that Moet. Where's Best Buy Liquor? You ain't got the card?
Nah, what you got?
We got, I know it's in Kindle. I know where the card.
Color Red, you got one Color Red.
Yeah, and let's also big up the Quicken Loans. This ain't even a
you trying to do a live read?
Yeah, I forgot.
We hard.
Yeah, big
that.
It up. Yeah, we hard.
Well, the Best Buy Liquors in Kendall.
Uh-huh.
They got two in Kendall.
Two in Kendall.
One in Naranja and one in Florida City.
That's right.
Check them out, bestbuyliquors.com.
God damn it, they provided the liquor today.
That's right. Welcome back, Best Buy Liquors.
Welcome back, Best Buy. God damn it, we doing it. And niggas got Remy on the table. We don't know who's cutting the check. EFN, you got a secret deal on the low?
Mad deal.
We don't know where these Remy bottles came from. Big up to Sunny DBT. You know what I'm saying? Say what's up to the people. Say what's up to the people. Go ahead. Has Mike work?
I just need some rosé right now.
Oh, I don't know if I'm sharing. Because you know why? Danny's not drinking, so I'm taking his portion of it. So it's very, it equals itself out. Twin, you said this is your new favorite boxer. Come on. Say what's up to my man, Danny Garcia.
Hey, Poppin' Danny, what's going
on,
bro? What's going on? I'm a fan, like, for real.
Thank you, bro.
Yo, you got my boys inspired in the hood. Shout out to Andrew, man. He's doing his thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I see what your twin sisters are doing, you know.
My
whole family, you know, they're doing
their
music.
A twin. He's a twin.
Oh,
I'm a twin, too,
sure.
You know what I'm saying?
My little sister's buzzing more than me right now.
Yeah, see, that's crazy. Yeah, man. That's dope, man.
Hey, I appreciate all the love, man. All the support, man. For sure.
So if you had your pick after this win, you already said they're going to make up somebody. But if you had your pick after this win.
I want the biggest fight, like either Floyd Mayweather or Manny Pacquiao.
Crazy. I want that for you too, man. I'm just still looking at the numbers, man.
I mean, it's
gotta make sure you don't change your phone number.
This is the
fight
where they say, you know, they say this guy's, you know, one of the best welterweights, you feel me?
Thurman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after that, it's no other fight for me.
And he's
Mayweather or Pacquiao.
You.
No, he's shorter than me.
He's shorter than
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, when I looked at y'all squaring off.
Yeah, he had some high heels on and shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. We got some good shit on Drink Champs 1 right now.
Saturday.
Yo, that's crazy, man. This is yeah, gonna be. And then the fight is in March. You said
March 4th.
Right? Ooh.
Showtime CBS.
So up until this point,
free TV.
Oh, yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, yeah. Big up. That was a question I had to ask.
Previous Premier Boxing Championship.
Oh wow.
Yeah, boxing it's championship gonna... back, boxing back on free television.
Now, is that good or bad for the sport? Cause I know you've been on there like twice.
No, it's good for the boxing fans, right. And I mean it's good for the fighters. You know, we getting paid good money, so I think it's a win for everybody. You know what I mean?
How about pay per view? You like pay per view or?
Yeah, of course. Pay per view. Yeah, of course you're gonna get paid. If it does good, you get paid more. But if it don't, you know, it got affected.
Oh, that's how it works. Your bag is...
You get like a minimum purse, right?
Right.
Like say your minimum purse is $100, you feel me?
And it's like commission off of...
Yeah, and then they be like, all right, y'all gonna split the pay-per-view three ways. Right. You know what I mean? And then whatever, after what it sells, say you make another $100, you feel me? Then you split it three ways or whatever between you, the fighter, and the promoter. But that's why Floyd get paid so much. Because he gives the fighter one flat rate and keeps out of pay-per-view. Yeah, he don't let them get pay-per-view revenue.
Let's make some noise for Floyd being a 360 in boxing. It's a 360 deal, goddammit. That's a record deal right there.
You know what's crazy? I'm looking at the logo and the two boxing gloves right behind him. It's just ill right now. Look at the logo. Wait, are you looking at the wrong logo? Look right behind him, man.
You're our first athlete, man. Yo, thank you so much, Danny.
For sure,
but
man.
Listen,
thank you for having me on, man.
But listen, man. So, how does a kid from the hood, right? He's from Philly. Dude snuffed him. He knocked him out and realized he got hands.
Yeah.
How does he say, instead of me going out and beating up kids in the hood, how do I get started professionally boxing? Like, what is those steps that a kid takes from the hood?
To be honest with you, it's simple to be a professional boxer. Don't get it messed up. Like, as long as you pass your physical and
not simple to make money, but simple to be a professional boxer.
Yeah, it's simple to be a professional boxer. Any bucket you could do your physical, pass your physical, and you get your license and you fight.
Wow,
that's that simple.
And that's it.
You might get like $4 or $5. Right. You feel me?
For promoters that want to pick you.
You know, for me, man, I always had the vision. You know what I mean? Right. Like when I was a kid, I always wanted to be a sports star. Like I love sports. You know what I mean?
Right.
So my vision was like I wanted to be a sports star.
Right.
And like I said, I played all the sports. You know what I mean? And I just love boxing.
Yeah, what made you pick boxing out of all the sports?
Well, you know, my dad loved boxing. You know, grew up watching Felix Trinidad.
Right.
And grew up watching a lot of great champions. Mm-hmm. And I just loved that. I used to shadow boxing in front of the gym. I mean, in front of the probably like you going because in Philly you can't box till you're 10 because insurance don't cover for kids.
Oh wow!
So sure. I went when I was 7.
Wow!
And then they found out my age and I couldn't box. So then my pop went to college for like 3 years, you know what I mean?
Wow.
My pop went away for three years. Mm. And then I used to always talk to him. He said, When I get out of college, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm gonna take you to the gym. And we stepped in when I was 10 and I never turned back.
Let's make some noise for that, yeah. Now, what was your toughest fight to you? What was the fight that you thought, like, forget the critics, forget what everybody said. What was the time when you got hurt or something, when you got hit and you stood there and act like you wasn't hurt, but you was hurt?
To be honest with you, like, every fight was hard in a way. You know what I mean? Everybody has a different style. So like, you gotta adapt to each fighter. But a fighter might be fast.
Right.
A fighter might be powerful.
Right.
A fighter might be smart. So you're gonna learn on each fight. So I think every fight was tough in a way, especially when you fight at the championship level.
Right.
You're gonna go in there, they're gonna give you different looks. And as a champion, you gotta go in there and make adjustment.
Do you study tapes? How they see fighters studying people?
I don't study a million tapes. I might watch one fight just to see what I'm having in front of me.
So just one is enough for you?
Yeah, I just watch like four rounds of some fight. I just want to see what's in front of me. Like,
right.
I had that vision in my head of how he's going to be in front of me so that way it could like play out in my head.
I don't remember. Remember the dude that fought Floyd Mayweather and his father was Mexican too? What was it? Guerrero?
Yeah.
You fought him too, right?
Yeah, I fought Guerrero.
Yeah, you beat him up too.
Man,
now, he's taller than you, right?
You beat him up too, this guy.
Because I remember. Like,
he's a little shorter than me, yeah.
These niggas look mad taller than you on TV, man.
Nah, but I'm taller than him too, yeah.
What? Nah, man.
Yeah, I'm taller than him.
Guerrero?
Yeah, I'm taller than Guerrero. Oh. Yeah, I'm taller than Floyd. I'm taller than all of them. Yeah, I'm tall for my weight class. Even though I'm not a tall guy, I'm 5'9", you know what I mean? Average, you feel me? But I'm big for my weight, you know what I mean?
Yeah, to me, I thought he was mad bigger than you, bro.
No, no, I'm taller than him.
Okay, now how about... Okay, let's break down the Guerrero fight. Because y'all fathers was beefing a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, they was about to fight.
I love your pops. Your pops is there. Your pops is like, nigga, we gonna pull it.
Right. They about to fight. You gotta see what Jorge just posted, man. This shit crazy, man.
Okay.
Look, hold on.
Okay, come on, put me off.
Right. Hold on, hold on, hold on, bro. Pops be going ham, man. Follow Crazy Angel on Instagram. Crazy Angel Garcia, you feel me? Look. That's for Keith Thurman.
That's awesome.
So the people can hear. That's what Pop just said to Keith Thurman. God damn it.
Shots fired.
Sweet. Sweet love, baby. You feel me? Oh, crazy man. Angel, man.
That is what's up. He in Philly?
He in Philly, man. He in the field right now,
big
man.
Big him up, man. Whoever you fight, that is the enemy. And he's with you 100%.
Man, we riding, man. It's us versus the world. That's how it be sometimes.
That's how it gotta be, man. So now, is there one fight that you ever had and you was like, if I had a chance, I would have did this better?
Probably every fight.
Yeah? Oh, you criticize yourself like that?
Yeah. Wow. Because I know what I'm capable of. You know what I mean? So I know my full potential. I know what the best Danny Garcia could do. But like I said before, I'm learning every fight. You know what I mean? But every fight, I feel like I could have did better. Wow. You know what I mean? Even my best performances, I was like, damn, I could have knocked him out.
Wow.
But I didn't. Wow. Even though I had a great fight, but I'll be like, man, I could have knocked him out. Or I could have did this, I could have did that. So every fight, I always think I could do better. You know what I mean?
Nah, man, you've been doing excellent. So let me ask you about other fighters right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel about Errol Spence?
Good fighter.
He's a good fighter?
Good fighter.
He's not in your weight class, is he?
Yeah, we in the same weight.
So he hates him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I hate him too. Yeah.
Now, you're your own promoter as well, correct?
Yeah, my last fight was DSG Promotions.
Wow.
And the one before.
Dope.
Well, my last three fights was DSG Promotions.
Now, what made you do that? You don't want to split the bag.
No, I mean, it's of course you want to. I want to start building my own promotional company. I got two fighters also on Swift Promotions.
Wow.
What's the responsibility to be your own promotion company? What does that mean?
Well, you know, you promoting the fight, you know what I mean? Now I get to have fighters fight on my undercard, you know what I mean? I'm building my company. I'm learning as I go.
Oscar and Floyd kind of, like, perfected that.
Yeah.
Back then, that was unheard of, like, fighters being their own promoters. Right. And if they did do it, most fighters didn't succeed at it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's a lot of work, but you got to have a good team, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, I got two fighters under me, two young fighters. They both undefeated.
Okay.
One's Thomas Velasquez. He's 6-0. He's actually he's a Puerto Rican from Philly, too.
Oh, word? Big him up.
Yeah, and then my little cousin, Jeffrey Torres, he's 2-0. He's another, Philly Rican, you know what I mean?
You signing niggas?
For sure.
You signing Puerto Ricans. That's what I'm talking about. Let's make some noise for Puerto Ricans coming back.
See, like,
back in style,
right,
baby.
When I created the Swift Promotions, I was the first Latino. I was the first Puerto Rican champion ever from Philadelphia.
Mm.
I'm the first Latino to become a world champion ever from Philly. So before me, it was no lane, you know what I mean? Mm. It was just like, why go to Philly and get a Puerto Rican when you could go to Puerto Rico and make Felix Trinidad, Miguel Cotto, and they got a country behind them.
Right.
So like, why go to North Philly and go to that market, you feel me? So they always overlooked that. So what I did was, I was like, you know what? I mean, I signed all kind of fighters, but I was like, since I opened up that lane for Puerto Ricans in Philly, I'm gonna start giving more Puerto Ricans who box in Philly more exposure, because it's so much kids in Philly that could fight but don't get the attention and the exposure they deserve. So I feel like that's my way of giving back, you know, to the Philly Ricans.
Now, how does the islands of Puerto Rico, because for us rappers, a lot of times, most of them, they don't look at us like we're real Puerto Ricans. Sure. They look at us like they even have a word for us. They call us New York Ricans.
Right. Like, that's why I say Philly Regan. You know?
Because it'd be kind of tough. It'd be like black niggas going to Africa and be like, yo, you my cousins. Niggas be like, no, we are not. Like, I am from Alibaba. Alibaba. I am from the depths of Zamunda.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You are from Harlem. It's like,
I can imagine in boxing it's hard for an American Puerto Rican. I can't imagine in rap music.
Rap. You think it wasn't?
I can't imagine like how hard it is.
Yeah,
for a Puerto Rican and rap music to be successful.
Fat Joe, let's big him up. I was going to invite him here.
Right,
big him up because when they still to this day call
him, the Puerto Ricans are divided.
He's dope for a Puerto Rican. They still say that. They don't say tell him
Fat Joe's hot.
They don't say he's a dope MC. He hates that.
Fat Joe's
all of them. Yeah,
see, big pun.
See, it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be divided. Like, if we Puerto Rican, we Puerto Rican. Just because we was raised in Philly, we raised in a different place, and you don't make us not Puerto Rican. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not my fault. I was raised around blacks and.
Like it took years. Yeah, you know, it took years for me to come as an American artist that is Puerto Rican.
Right.
It took years for me for the island to accept me. But like it took like I'm talking about 10 years.
Yeah.
Like this wasn't no quick thing. Like it wasn't like I grabbed the mic, yo, I'm Puerto Rican. It was like, cool. You're the one of us. No, that's a 10 years.
But then you broke reggaeton.
You broke reggaeton. Then I had to do reggaeton. Shit still, but maybe he's one of
But I feel like that's growing though. Like the Puerto Rican hip hop community is getting big. In 10 years from now, it's going to be bigger. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like people like you, Fat Joe, is the ones who opened up for me.
And then we got the Puerto Rican Day Parade getting huge in Chicago.
Yeah, right.
Puerto Rican Day Parade in Philly. Mm-hmm. There's even a Puerto Rican Day Parade now in Los Angeles.
What? And they got the Rocksteady thing in Puerto Rico.
Oh, word?
The Rocksteady.
I thought you were trying to be funny.
No, it's true.
I was about to laugh. I was like, that was a good one. Would you're
100%.
Serious. Oh, okay. You sure?
Yeah.
Hey, cool.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
So, being a boxer, at the end of the day, Danny, I see you. You're always respectful. Mm-hmm. You're always happy. But in the ring, you're a different beast. How do you turn it off? And then how do you turn it on? And then how do you know when to turn it off?
It's like, it takes me, like, to be honest with you, after a fight, it takes me about 2 or 3 weeks to be myself again.
Oh,
yeah.
Because you still pumped up.
It's like, I mean, like, my mind, I would be so focused for the fight. Like, you train for months, right, being focused on one night. And once that night is over, you just can't snap just out of it.
It's like PTSD post-traumatic syndrome.
Yeah, you're already thinking about the next fight.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck it, I'm going to go back in there and get ready for the next one. You just fuck.
Mm.
So it takes about 2 or 3 weeks for me to like be normal again and not think about boxing and things like that. But it's just like, you know, the hunger for the sport, you know what I mean?
Right.
The training camps, the vision, the tunnel vision. It's just like, you know, everything, staying away from a girl, you know what I mean?
Right.
You stay away from some pussy for two months, bro, you're going to be like a caged dog.
I got to ask that. So you're telling me boxers really don't fuck before the fight?
No, I don't fuck before the fight.
Wait a minute. Let me ask this in a different way.
And how long before
I don't fornicate before the fight.
He said 2 months.
What? Two months?
Yeah.
So, but you in training for 6 months?
I do an 8-week training camp.
So during the 8 weeks, nothing.
You're not supposed to.
Is there science behind that? Like, is there a reason?
Testosterone.
Not even a slip up.
It's like if you can't
just slipped up.
I did that a couple of times.
Let me
just stick it in. Oh shit! Look, let off a load and shit.
Yeah.
Got rid of some testosterone.
You can think about that shit in the fight. You can think about that shit. You walking out to the ring like, damn, I should have never fucked that bitch. I had a couple, man. I don't even want to say, man. But shit,
it's okay. Nobody listens to us. Don't worry about it. Nobody would never hear this.
Nah, man. All the young kids out there, don't have sex before you fight, man. You want spaghetti legs, wherever the cameras are.
Because I thought that was folktale.
Nah, it's testosterone. It's like you keep a dog away from, you know how they get.
Wow.
A dog on heat. He be trying to kill his master. It's testosterone.
So it makes you more aggressive.
I don't
know. Somebody do 2 years in jail, they come throw a football. They're going to throw that shit like 120 yards.
Yeah, but they jerking off every day in jail. So that's a bad example.
Oh, yeah, they probably get their ass whooped too. They getting a fight.
There's some type of nuts being bust.
Oh, they having wet dreams and all that shit.
In jail. Like, it's just real. It's like niggas put a sock on their cell. Like, you already know what that means. Nigga, like, oh, shit. This nigga's with Susie again. You know what Susie is? Susie is a plastic. It's a plastic glove, right? So what they do is, that's what y'all call it, but we call it the Susie where we was at, right? Look, so you take a plastic glove, right? It would change your life.
Dang.
We in the can. Nigga take a plastic, because I'm working in the mess hall. I'm working like in an infirmary. And niggas is going crazy for stealing a plastic glove. So I'm like, I need to know what's going on. So I'm like, what the fuck is this? Yo, everybody's stealing plastic gloves. So they're like, what the fuck is this plastic glove shit? They're like, you don't know? And I'm like, nah. The nigga's like, all right, put the nigga on. So we're going to put your heat up tonight. So in my cell, they control the heat. This is other inmates. This ain't COs, by the way. So the nigga told me, he grabbed the plastic glove, put it in a towel, rolled it up, put a rubber band around it, and then said, leave this on your heater. Right? So you leave it on your heater.
I already get where this
you
shit
leave
going.
It on your heater.
That shit, warm glove. Wet and slippery. Warm and slippery.
At the end of the night, you take it, boom, you got your little Johnson's. Throw that thing up in there and fake it wet and everything. You be like, oh, shit. Yo, if your imagination is good, you were never locked up for that moment. You was in some real pussy. I know niggas home that still fuck with Susie's. I'm just telling you, my nigga. If you do it right, you see, you can't do it in Florida because you ain't got no heat out here. You ain't got no heat. But listen, I was sweating thinking about it, man. I've got a lot of women in my mind on a Susie in jail. You did the jail. I'm so sorry. The interview went all over the place, Danny. Don't worry about it.
It is what it is.
This is what it is.
You gotta get your nut off somehow.
This is Drink Chats. Right. See, and this is normal time when we ask the guests to take a shot, but we're gonna have your people take a shot. You look like you need a shot.
Come on, give him a shot.
Let's give him a shot of Tiger Bone. Come on.
Give Bolo a shot. Give Bolo a shot.
Bolo?
Yeah, okay. Give Bolo a shot.
You look like the trainer, too. That's what's dope. Yo, this is herbs. This is herbs. But it is alcohol. But it's herbs. Yo, I was really sweating thinking about the Susie. Yo, that was a time in my life, man. I was about in jail.
Yo. You reminiscing.
Right, right.
Taking the Tiger Bone shot.
Give him a shot.
How many shots? Yeah. One shot or two shots?
Yeah, it's just a tiny bit.
Yeah, him right there, Bolo.
Come on, Bolo.
Yeah. There you go.
Come on, Bolo.
All right. He a fighter too. I call him Bolo.
Oh, yeah.
I throw his bolos.
All right.
Like, he's
all right. I like that. Yeah. Bolo, I'm fucking with you. Salud. Ara. Now don't think about it. Just take it down. One, two. Look at that. You back to life. Ooh, your life. Your life is secure now. That's Tiger Bone. It's the worst thing ever in life. Daddy Garcia.
Tiger Bone. That don't even sound good.
You never drank? Or you was disciplined. You never drank, smoked?
I never smoked in my life.
Never smoked.
Never smoked weed in my life.
Wow.
Never. Yeah, yeah.
That is. How does a kid from Philly? Y'all alright?
You kill my homies, man.
Nah, they good.
Nah, that's what
you. And it's an aphrodisiac too. So I'm not saying you're gonna walk around.
You could go pick up Susie.
You're not gonna walk around knocking things down. Cause it's not like Viagra. But if you happen to get into something, you'll be ready.
Get into a glove.
You'll be ready. Trust me, sis. Yeah, yeah. So go ahead. I'm sorry. What you were saying?
I forgot.
This Drink Chance.
Yeah, right.
This is Drink Chance. This is what we do, man. Right. Listen, man, we're proud of you. Man, we want you to continue doing what you got to do. We're not finishing this interview. Big up to Best Buy Liquors once again. They got 4 locations everywhere. Big up to Monster. Big up to Quicken Loans. We know we're supposed to do an ad, but this is how we're going to do it right now.
We got tomorrow.
Quicken Loans been holding us down. I'm about to get a crib on Quicken Loans.
Yo, my Quicken Loans
Rocket Mortgage. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Rocket Mortgage and all that. You know what I'm saying? Who are all the people? Big up to Bevel.
Big up to Uber.
Uber. Yo,
we're probably the only ones that big up
Uber
all
credits. I ain't been getting my Uber credits. You been getting your Uber credits?
We don't get Uber credits yet. You saw the email today.
Oh, I'm coming.
They said Uber boats.
Which one you want to take? We supposed to take one of those.
Uber boats or Uber planes? That's hard. That's hard.
Shout out to Dion out
Shout
there.
Out to the helicopter Uber.
Which one? We going to do some
Did Remy Ma get that bar made up? Shout out to the helicopter Uber. Did she actually speak Shout that into existence?
No, they
Shout
have that one.
Exclusive. Exclusive. All the way up. Producer.
It's a helicopter.
They've been had a helicopter.
They do it for like special events.
I'm missing something.
They do it for Art Basel.
But I'm gonna pull up in the next fight. That shit.
Remy Ma said it. And now,
hey, there you go.
I might pull up in the next fight in the helicopter. Shit.
And the Uber helicopter. Wow. There you go.
They were like, damn. I might pull up. I'm be the first boxer.
They just sent us and they said, you get Uber credits, Uber car.
And they doing it with F and Vodka.
With F and Vodka.
Yeah.
Oh, big up F and Vodka.
Yeah.
And what is it? And they got the land and the air.
They got the boat.
The boat.
They got special SUVs, limos. They got the helicopter and the plane.
They got a boat.
And it's a boat plane. A joint boat. That takes off from the ocean.
I definitely
ain't
read that part. I'm going to keep it 100. Yeah. I ain't see that part. Yeah. I feel like some A-team shit, but I'm in.
Let's do it.
Go ahead, Hannibal. You look like Hannibal from the A-team. My nigga, I'm Mr. T right now. Come on, let's do it. Salud. Danny ain't drinking with us, but he's drinking Monster. That's Monster, what's up. Monster. He's the first guest that drank Monster. So we're coming up. Who was some of your greats that you looked up to?
Boxing, Felix Trinidad, Prince Nassim Ahmed. I love that dude,
interesting.
Man. Roy Jones Jr.
Oh, that was my man.
Yeah, Bernard Hopkins. Julio Cesar Chavez. Fighters like that, man. It's exciting fighters with power, with style, and
I'm surprised you ain't say Roberto Duran.
Oh man, I forgot, but that was in my era, so I didn't grow up watching him. I'm only 28. Yeah,
okay. I would have thought your pops would have showed you some tape.
But I watched Duran for sure. Okay. I mean, I think he the greatest Latin fighter ever, best top five fighter ever.
Now,
top five is one of the best ever.
Just recently, undefeated fighter just quit on the stool.
Yeah, I seen that.
You seen that? Who was he fighting?
Lomachenko and
Lomachenko against Walters, right?
Yeah.
How did you feel as an undefeated fighter? Do you think a champion is supposed to quit from his stool?
You gotta kill me. So I'm gonna just leave it at that.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I ain't even a boxer, but that's how I feel.
I'm from Philadelphia.
What the fuck? The nigga didn't come. And he's Jamaican. Yardman Wagwan.
Right.
Yardman. The Yardman said no. And he said no mas.
You know what's crazy?
He said it.
He said no mas in Spanish.
He said this nigga's Jamaican. Why do you even know what that means? Jamaican.
You know what's crazy though?
Right.
Duran said he never said that.
Duran said he said never said that.
He never said that.
But he did quit though. We did.
He did
see
say.
Him give like
he did
I'm
say.
Bad.
Yeah, but he said he got tired of lying, chasing him.
Yeah, he said that. He never said no mas. It's just something people made up. Give up. I don't know what he did, but.
But in your opinion, right now, would you ever do something like that?
Never.
You can't. Can you look at a person like a real boxer or even a real champion?
I mean, I don't know his situation.
Right.
But he didn't have a bruise on his face.
He didn't look. He looked like he could go the whole 12 to me.
I mean,
and the dude, what was it, Lomachenko?
Yeah.
He's good, but it was like it was kind of like it was like American style, like he was mimicking who he think he would be. I'm not saying I think Lomachenko is actually ill.
Yeah, me too.
But don't he got a loss? I think he's like
he's 7-1.
7-1. Yeah.
And they say he's pound for pound. All
right.
I'm 33-0, two weight classes, and I ain't pound for pound.
Right. This is politics. And where's he from?
He from Ukraine.
Yeah, he's from Ukraine.
They don't give American fighters the credit they deserve.
Yeah, that's Trump cool. People.
I mean, it is what it is.
Trump was working early.
Yes,
I think the kid is talented, but like the way they talk about him like, Lomachenko.
That's one thing I give about HBO. They really make people believe.
Because they got
the guy. They do that whole
I don't fight on HBO. I'm not an HBO fighter. I fight on PBC. You feel me? So HBO, they know they really make the public believe that they fighters are the best.
So and Max Kellerman,
because people
don't
go
believe,
up HBO, you know what I mean?
Max Kellerman.
Like they go up, they make their own pound for pound list. You feel me?
HBO.
Yeah, and people go off that list. Like those are really the best pound for pound fighters.
There's politics.
It's like it's like they poison the minds of people.
They got the other show, Fight Night too.
Yeah, but that's HBO. They don't ever talk about Danny Garcia. You feel me? They gonna talk about everybody fighting on HBO.
I didn't peep that.
Yeah, it's like a whole. It's two different. It's like three different divisions in boxing.
And so when you say you the PB. What is it?
PBC, yeah.
That's Premier, not Showtime.
Premier Boxing Champions.
That's not Showtime.
Nah.
Oh, so you like a free agent.
Yeah, I'm
so you could go to any,
yeah,
either
I'm
one.
Yeah, Swift Promotion. Al Heyman's my manager. Yeah.
Al Heyman.
But PBC was created for all championship, for fighters to fight on regular TV. So if you're on PBC, you fight on regular TV.
And now, and that bag is crazy when it's on regular TV.
For sure, yeah.
Because everybody could get it for free, so you get more viewers.
Yeah.
So there's more advertising.
It's like us. Yeah, it's like the advertising.
We're making more money than people on HBO, I'll tell you that much. Probably triple what they make.
This is deep.
There's probably a lot of room for negotiation on that one because of the advertising potential.
Yeah, commercials. I mean, it's just, we're just getting PBC getting money, man. If you ain't on PBC, you losing money.
Oh, man. I didn't know.
We were the money yet, you feel me? We didn't even care about the pound for pound records and none of that shit.
Dre, did you know the Jamaican quit? You didn't know that? Y'all ain't get this in the Jamaican Inquirer yet?
Jamaican email blast?
Yo, y'all should have got this, man. The whole West Indies should have not come outside today. I'm going to be honest. Nobody seen this fight? I'm the only nigga?
I seen it.
You seen the fight? And it was like, what was it, like the sixth round? It wasn't even like...
I seen it on Saturday.
Seventh?
Yeah. And he was like, nah. And he said, no, Maz. Like, I was embarrassed. Like...
Why did he say?
He said that he was.
You know, Roberto Duran, when he fought Sugar Ray, he said that he didn't want to. The folk story is
folklore
is that Sugar Ray was whipping him, and Duran didn't want to take it no more. Didn't want to chase him no more. So he said no mas.
Yeah.
And that's like the first time like a guy's a real, real champion. But that moment, it was like kind of like being a sucker.
Yeah,
and. Especially in the boxing world.
But what's
like,
him was he beat Sugar Ray Leonard before that.
He did?
Yeah, he beat Sugar Ray the first time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's
he gave
right.
Sugar Ray his first loss.
I think I did.
And then Sugar Ray came the second fight and then exchanged with him. And Lorraine was like, he want to run like, you know, he want to run and fuck him.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there was no third.
No third.
There was no rubber match.
Did they fight three times? No, they didn't. Yeah.
But there's no rubber match.
Nah.
I gotta watch that movie. I didn't see that movie.
Me either. Hands of Stone, right?
Hands of Stone. Yeah. I gotta watch that movie.
I want to see that.
That's the Robert De Niro one?
No,
Durant. Nah, nigga.
Roberto Duran.
No,
but who did the movie?
Usher. Yeah, Usher. Oh. He was Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
He was Sugar Ray. Well, at first, I did not look. He was doing his thing. Great boxing movie.
Right.
So, what's your favorite boxing movie?
When I was a kid, it was a movie called Price of Glory. I don't know if anybody ever seen that movie. It's about three kids, three Mexican kids, and they dad train them. And like one like got caught up in the streets. One, the younger one, he was supposed to be like the pride and joy, like he was the star, like he was like the, he was supposed to be like, a, and then he got somebody killed him. And then it was the one brother, he had like losses, like he had like a tough career, and then he was the one who became a champion because of his, you know, his two brothers and shit.
And that was a movie that motivated you?
It was just a movie like. It's just how it really be. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's how it be. You know what I mean?
I swore you would have said Rocky just off of Philly on the strength.
Rocky was cool. You know what I mean?
Too Hollywood.
Yeah, but Rocky, his neighborhood.
He in the Hall of Fame, bro.
Like, what neighborhood was Rocky at? Let me make sure
North
I stay
Philly,
away
North
from
Philly.
That one. That's North Philly.
That's the Puerto Rican side of North Philly.
Oh, my God. Like,
yeah.
He was fucked.
Was it really meatpacking?
Rocky looked like he sniffed coke.
Well,
and
that part, that's South Philly. When he ran to the Rocky Steps, the Art Museum, he ran from North Philly all the way to South Philly.
Wow.
And that's what made it, like, you know, he's like a hardworking man.
And how far is that? Like,
that's like, bro, that's like 25 miles, you think?
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, right around there.
And I wanna come work out with you one day.
Yeah, come to the gym, man. Come to Philly.
We should go. We should do drink.
We got everything at the gym.
That would be a disaster.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't
wanna
work out in Philly, my brother.
Come to the gym. I got a barbershop there and all. So you come get cut and all that.
Let's work out here. It's safe out here.
Let's do it. Now you good in Philly. You good on my side, yeah.
We had Gilly the Kid on here.
Yeah.
Did we say that earlier? We had Gilly the Kid on here.
Nah, he never told me. Gilly.
He picked you up.
I talk about Gilly all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I talk to Gilly all the time.
It seems like that's
we cool. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Closest
that's
relationship
my homie.
With rappers.
Right. That's like, yeah, exactly. He's like right. probably one of the closest rappers I'm close to and right, shit. I mean, right. Gilly, so that's my homie, man. And
how about Beans?
Oh, yeah, Beans cool, too.
Yeah.
Beans came to a couple of my fights.
Okay.
But I remember he went away for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So, and then he just came back. So, I haven't seen him since then, but... Yeah, Beans, he always supported my career. He's always right. been a big fan of me, too.
Right.
So he went to my fights when I wasn't even a champion. Like,
big you
like,
up, Beans.
Yeah, right.
Big you up.
He was there for, like, my 13th professional fight, you know what I mean, in Philly when I fought the in South Philly. So,
wow.
Yeah, so he always been one of my biggest supporters.
Then how about Meek?
Yeah, Meek's been to a couple of my fights, too.
Right, right.
He went to
he was definitely at the last one. I remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he walked out with me. Yeah.
Right, right.
He went to the Matisse fight.
Right.
But Meek been doing his thing, so he couldn't make, you know.
Yeah,
he doing his thing, I'm doing my thing, you feel
and
me?
And even if they have to fight, they support you. The whole
right,
hip-hop,
exactly.
the whole hip-hop generation supports you. I want you to know that.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now, how do you, when you fight a different fighter, do you train different for that fighter? Like if the fighter's fast, do you do a certain type of... You know, shit, so you like, you know.
We bring in sparring partners who, you know, try to emulate. Yeah, yeah. But I know I put in the hard work, you feel me?
Right.
Like, I don't do nothing less, right. nothing harder, you feel me?
Right.
We always working smarter than harder, you know what I mean?
Right.
Working on our mistakes, putting that road work in, putting that sparring in, and that's pretty much it.
All right, now, let me ask you something. Because boxers nowadays, they're not only traditionally training, now they're doing, like, they'll do the regular, you know, speed bags, that all that.
We're trying to do all that scientific
stuff.
They have
a conditional trainer.
Yeah, I got a conditioning coach.
Yeah.
But we old school, though. We don't use, like, stimulation devices and fucking
the ice shit.
Yeah, ice chambers and shit. We really do the Rocky shit, you feel me? Like, we like chopping wood and shit, you know what I mean?
Chase the chicken?
Yeah, we got chase the chicken. I chased the chicken before. That shit made ESPN top 10.
Get the fuck out
of here. Yeah, real shit. I was like number 2 on the list, chasing the chicken.
I chasing the chicken and I wound
up. I'm like, damn, all these damn knockouts.
Sunny D.
All the damn knockouts. All these damn knockouts on my career, and I made top 10 by chasing the chicken.
Chasing the goddamn chicken.
Damn, I'm about to chase the chicken some more,
bro. Chase the chicken, man. But listen, man, you out here killing them. You make your money. We proud of you, not only as me as a Puerto Rican, not only as me as a human, but me and not only as me as a hip hop guy. You as a boxer and athletes, I think it's so dope when athletes embrace the music
right.
because we know that's what y'all listening to while we training, and while we training, we thinking of y'all. You right. know what I'm saying? Because we like, this is how, you know, Danny would train. This is how right. Floyd would. This is how, yeah. you know what I'm saying? So we love when the athletes embrace us and we embrace each other back. And, you know, like I said, we're proud of you. We want you to continue to do what you do. After you get this W, we want you to come back to the Drink Champs, or anytime you want to promote anything at the Drink Champs. You know what I mean? This is here. This is your platform. We want a couple of your homies, a couple of your guys to come and say what's up so they can shout out their people if they cool. What's my nigga name? Booyah? I forgot his
Bolo.
Name. Bolo.
Yeah.
Bolo. You want to say something to your people? Tell them how that Tiger
come
Bolo.
Come shout out North Philly, Bolo.
Tell them how that Tiger was. 20%
better.
Right there, my brother.
Good.
Come on, my brother.
Good.
Where you from, man? Babylon?
20%
Grand,
man. North Philly, man.
Wow, wow. Yeah.
Savages.
You got Tiger Bone out there? You got Tiger Bone out there?
No, that kid.
That kid from the slums of Jamaica.
He from Denver,
Colorado.
Denver, oh shit.
Go ahead.
Shout out Denver, nigga.
Shout out to Denver. Latinos.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm feeling?
Latinos and Denver. Yeah. Mad generic. I respect it. Let's go.
Mad generic.
Any blue you want to say something? Come on. You look like you should sell coke.
Shout out Philly.
Go keep it on.
I said what?
Sounds like you look like you should sell coke. Yeah.
Listen. Shout out. Everybody know we get into Team DSG. My girl, the hottest tattoo artist in Philly, coming up, Kim Ng. We shutting shit
Kim
down.
Right. Big up.
Johnny boy right here.
Man. Big Johnny boy. Come say something. Next hottest artist. Come on, let's go, baby. Come on. You with Danny Garcia.
Yes, what's up? It's Team DSG. It's Johnny boy right here. Representing Philly, you know.
Uh-huh.
Rep for all the Latinos out there.
Doing it big.
We from the streets. We coming up.
That's right, man.
Yo, shout out to Sandy Twins, man. My little sisters.
Shout out to Sandy Twins.
Yeah, man. They got like 1 million followers on Instagram.
Oh, they lit, bro.
And music,
yeah,
they got like 2 million followers on there.
Big them up. They had a deal?
Not yet. Let me They working on the album. Yeah,
I'll sign.
Bro, they fire, bro.
Drink chest, baby.
Listen, man.
But now your clothing line.
DSG. DSG, baby.
Yeah,
designer.
Your clothing line, man. Right. We need some Drink Champs gear. We got a present. Did you give me a present?
Yeah, that's right, that's right.
Look, we don't have Drink Champ shirts in his other clothes, but we're going to give you Drink Champ shirts.
See, I should have brought some clothes for you, man.
Yeah, yeah, please, man. Me and EFN, we need that. Let's,
man,
let's
I'm
going
to mail it to you. I did send you the hat, though, man.
Yeah, I got mad gear. I
rocked
a lot of it.
I'm going to send you some new stuff.
Yeah, we're
going to
keep it going. Keep it going. We're going to keep supporting, man. But what made you, so now, is your clothing line actually in stores, or where can the fans get that at?
My website, DGOfficial.com, you know what I mean? Just doing good. You know what I'm saying? Had a great weekend with the Black Friday, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't want to put it in stores because I didn't want to give it, I didn't want to put it in a certain market. Like, I didn't want my brand to be like,
Just like, Philadelphia.
Or just like, it'll be hot for 2 years, you feel me?
Right.
So I felt like if I put on my website just exclusively,
just for your
fans can only go there.
Yeah.
And,
smart move.
You know, I didn't want it to be, you know, like a urban brand or I just wanted the fans to wear it and be happy and just not have no stereotype or anything about it. So, yeah, man, it's DSG forever. You
just your
me?
Brand.
Yeah, exactly.
And where's it at again? On what website?
DSGOfficial.com.
Make sure y'all go hit that up.
Go get that.
Go get the shirts. Go get the box in the gym. Man. And listen,
I got the barbershop in Philly, too.
You got the barbershop.
DSG Barbershop, man. Okay. Come get a fresh cut.
They got the barbershop in the gym, too, right?
Yeah, it's a compound. I got the barbershop. I got the gym. I got a detail shop. I got a studio, too, man. So whenever you're in Philly,
now this is
come to the DSG Bar.
It feels like niggas get shot while they give you
free haircuts. Nah, man, you're good.
It feels like this is what you're describing right now.
It's in the neighborhood I grew up in. I'm saying it's not the best neighborhood.
I think you said it was Beirut or something. I think that's
I grew up in Juniata, North Philly, but
Juniata is very distracting.
I was born in North Philly and then I moved to Juniata when I was 10 years old. And
now,
I was raised in Juniata. It's like, you know, it's like a little hard working blue collar neighborhood. It's not the best neighborhood, but it's not the worst neighborhood. It's like it's on the border.
But where the Puerto Rican smoke dust at? I know that neighborhood.
Badlands.
He said it quick too.
Them niggas is
North Philly, man.
You
can smoke dust in the suburbs. So I ain't gonna say badly. You feel me? Motherfuckers smoking dust everywhere. You feel me?
Nah, it's really crazy. And lean is heavy in Philly too. That's why niggas in Philly will kill you, because they too like drugs of choice is. It's PCP and lean. And that's like
a drug of choice.
I mean, like the world, I'm just telling you, like you spend time in Philly, like I had to spend months in Philly. Yeah. You know, that was my number one market.
Right.
You spend time out there, your homie be this nigga smoking lean. I'm talking about smoking dust and drinking lean. I'm talking about before Scissorb and all that shit. I just remember back in the days I used to go to Philly and these niggas would be high as hell. And look, a PCP bring you up. Lean bring you down, so their bodies is just fucking with each other. Like they don't know where they doing, up or down. But big up to my peoples in Philly.
Philly shows a lot of love.
Yeah, man. Philly, man, is that Philly's so crazy because it's everyone for themselves. You know what I mean?
Hold on 1 second. It's Tahiri. Let's put it online. Hey. Hello, Tahiri. You on live with the Drink Champs? Say what's up.
Oh, hey.
You on? Yo, Tahiri, we right here with Danny Garcia. You on live. What's going on?
Hey, y'all.
Are you good?
Are we there with the boxing dude?
Huh? No,
he's a boxer.
Yes, you call him a boxing dude? That's the champion. That is the champion, Tahiri. You are down with Drink Champs Network. We got to know. You got to know these people. And he's Puerto Rican. It's the island next to the Dominican Republic. We're close to y'all.
And I am so loving that, Nori.
That's what's up. Say hi to the Drink Champs fans. Say hi to the Drink Champs fans.
What's going on, Drink Champs? It's me and Jack. You know, it's funny and fine. Or fine and funny, or whatever you want to call us.
Okay, what up, Jack?
Oh, you got Jack Thurlow in there?
Yeah, man, we out here. We over here shooting the show right now.
Oh, y'all shooting the show. We shooting our show.
Let's get the FaceTime on real quick.
FaceTime.
Okay, all right, cool. All right, look, I'm about to be done in 5 minutes. I'm going to hit y'all right back. But y'all on my show right now. Funny and Fine.
Yeah,
I'm
going to throw it up now.
Oh,
dang it.
Yo, look, Jack is a hater. What's up, Drink Champs? I'm rocking with y'all.
All right, let's go. All right, one love.
All right, bye.
Yo, Danny Garcia, we out here making deals. We try to be our own promoter too. We figured it out. We got to promote ourselves. That's what boxers is doing now. Get up and then promote yourself because you ain't got to pay what's some niggas? Bob Arum, remember all them niggas? You fuck with Bob Arum at one point?
Nah.
What's some other niggas?
I was Oscar.
Don King, I heard his foul shit. Like, he the Suge Knight of the boxing, right?
Man, I don't know. I never dealt with them before.
You ain't never, but you heard some
but
shit.
But I know he robbed Tyson and shit.
How you gonna rob Tyson, nigga? This nigga's hands will kill you. And you robbing him. You got no respect for the human race.
Different kind of shady.
This ain't even racial. You don't disrespect the human race. You wrong Tyson, nigga. Come on, my nigga.
Shit,
right?
You never
had to deal with no bad promoters?
I was with Golden Boy, Oscar De La Hoya.
Ooh, Oscar.
Yeah, he was good. I mean, he hate me now because I ain't with him.
Because you left him.
Yeah.
Because
I was a free agent and they didn't resign me, so I just went over here, you know what I mean?
You wanted that bag and they didn't respond.
Exactly. So he's that was day loss, you feel me?
He's crazy. I heard he sniff a lot of coke. Respect.
I mean,
going you.
That's my nigga.
Oh yeah?
That's my guy.
Fishnets.
I love cocaine stories.
You're great
fishnets.
With your friends, huh?
Cocaine stories and fishnets. Anytime I hear a cocaine story about anybody, I always remember it. I don't know why. Why Scarface as a kid? It fucked me up.
Right. So, he's Cuban, B.
Big up Oscar. I don't know how that came back there. Yeah. But yeah, we're proud of you. Took your career your own hands. That's what we doing. Funny and Fine. They just called in. Jack Thriller and Tahiri. They're filming a podcast. Yo, if you ever think about doing a podcast, a boxing podcast or whatever, how your
we gotta get my pops
it.
On there, bro.
Oh, your pops. Man, your pops. Yo, I'll go
he
crazy.
He wanna do it.
Yo, I go crazy.
He wants to do it.
No, but just sign your pops.
Why you say
podcast.
He wanna expose fighters and shit?
Oh, I'm in. Please. We'll have him on and then we'll also have, cause yo, your pops is crazy.
Yeah, he's official. I wish he was here right now. Y'all stop laughing.
Yo, and you know, he reminds me of my pops, and you know, that's how close y'all relationship is something real dope because that's how close me and my pops was. Can you Google a picture of my pops so you can see it? My pops had green eyes too.
Sure.
I ain't got green eyes.
Damn.
Bro, I'm trying to bust up and wifey again. I'm trying to see if I can get something with green eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you right.
You know what I'm saying? Where it's in my jeans.
How much kids you got?
I got six in the possible.
Six?
Yeah. Don't ask me.
Savage, bro.
Six in the possible, man. Life is different, man. But the Veggie Delight. Veggie Delight in the building. You know what I'm saying? Miramar, go get your shit. Veggie Delight. We Google a picture of my pops on the Melvin Flint cover. That's one of them to see. And it's, if you get the Melvin Flint cover,
it's going. You got the mural in Queens too.
Yeah, he's a. My pops is a legend more than me.
Yeah.
They ain't giving me a mural.
Yeah. A boxing legend.
I mean, for shit. Well, I'm saying I'm a legend too, Nick.
Nah, he's more legend.
Yeah, he's way more legendary than me. Let's just keep it clear. Come on, Hans. How we looking?
I'm trying to find it.
Okay. On Melvin Flint, if you Google Melvin Flint cover. Did we ever tell you the story, Fat Joe? Didn't think I was really.
You say
Puerto
they Golden Glove, your pop Golden Glove? Yeah.
Some shit like that. Yeah.
You said on your song, right?
Yep. Yeah. And he brought me to all that shit.
Yeah.
All that shit. So I love you know the crazy shit? No. I'm messing up the story. When he used to force me to go, I hated it.
So he's a professional boxer?
I believe so. I believe he went pro. But when he brought me to everything he brought me to, I hated it. When he passed
boxing?
Away, I hated it. Cause I felt like it's like bringing a person to church and then he passed away and then you wind up being a preacher and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like it was like I fell in love with boxing after that. Like that's why I knew about you early on.
Right.
Like I probably knew about you before you knew about you.
Damn,
like
bro,
I was a boxer. Like you know what I mean? Like I was following Floyd. Yeah. I knew Roger Mayweather. Like I knew underground. My father had tapes. Like I knew underground shit.
Yeah.
Like he had VHSs and shit like that. So I used to go. That's why I've never really seen Ali fight. Like his tapes.
Yeah.
As though I know he's the greatest.
Yeah. He got the image as the greatest.
Yeah. But I couldn't really feel it. I couldn't feel their sports casting, their style. Like this era is my favorite era of boxing.
Yeah, right. It's a great era of boxing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I know some sports
and they be saying
be
boxing.
Like, what?
Yeah.
They'll be like, you an idiot. But to me, this era, because with the technology and how it's working, and now people could go back to seeing it on regular TV.
Exactly.
And
boxing's back, man.
Pay-per-view.
Boxing's back.
What you think about the Andre Ward fight with this other guy?
I thought Kovalev won a lot of the early rounds, but he let off the gas, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, to me, I think he let...
I didn't get to see that, but a lot of people criticized
it.
That.
I,
I watched that at a club. I watched that at a club. And then
strip
I really,
club?
Yeah, it was a strip club.
Let's make some noise for you watching the strip club. Nigga, there you go. See, out here being rich and being regular. So, I like that.
Yeah, I was at a strip club. That's crazy. Eating steak. You know what I mean? Yeah, but, yeah, I really didn't. I couldn't pay attention to it. So I watched it the other day with my friends at the house when I got here.
Right.
And I scored it for Andre Ward.
We scored it for Andre.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, before we get up out of here, how is that, though, just being in the club and all your niggas is drunk?
Man, it's fun, man.
It's fun? Because you be looking at them niggas like...
It's fun, man. Because me, I'm naturally high. You feel I'm a funny dude. You know what I mean? Like,
I am naturally high,
too. Yeah, I'm that.
But I'm also synthetically high. Let's make some noise for me. Yeah. Go ahead.
But yeah, man, we just be having fun, man. Right. At the end of the day, money don't change me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just,
and you getting that chicken.
I still go back to my own neighborhood. I give back to my community every year. So, you know what I mean? So, it's all cool for me.
Man, we respect you so much. Respect your crew. Thank you for coming out, hanging out. We usually give the guests a last shot, but I'm oh look there, that's my pops right there. Look.
He looked like you,
Slime. Oh,
crazy.
Damn.
Nah, you look.
That's
you
when his number one fan.
Just in a black version.
No, yeah, like, you look just like
I gotta see what your mind look like, bro.
Mama. What you said?
I gotta see what your mind look like. They not fucking with you.
And by the way, all my brothers and sisters, I'm the only one brown skinned. Everybody's white.
Damn, your pops look like me. This shit might be my dad, bro.
This nigga.
Because I don't look shit like my pops.
He got green eyes. To me, he look like your pops. But he got green eyes.
But you can see the resemblance, huh?
Yeah, he got green eyes. Word.
Shit.
So,
that might be my real dad and shit.
Oh, you see, I'm cool.
When you're younger too.
You're related somehow. We're gonna figure this out one day.
That's crazy.
Green eyes and shit. But yo, listen, man, Danny, once again, man, we thank you. You're our first active athlete. You know, big up to all the athletes that been, you know, coming and trying to be a part of this. But you're active. Not only you're active, you're the top of the game. Not only that, you're a champion. You have one of the biggest fights. One of the fights that I'm so excited to see.
Biggest fight in boxing.
You know what I'm saying? To me, I'm so excited to see, because that division that you're in is heavyweights have died, in my opinion, a long time ago. There's some great fights, but, you know, this is going to be that fight. I'm a fan of Keith. Yeah. You know, I'm a fan of you. You already know that. And I think this is going to be an excellent fight. I'm not getting paid to promote this fight, people. I'm talking about from the bottom of my heart.
Sure,
this is real shit. This is like what boxing has been missing, the best meeting, the best while they're at their best.
Yeah, right.
Not while this guy just got knocked out or this guy just fell and got hit in his knee. No, both of these guys are at the top of the game. For you guys to both take this fight, it's both a risk for both of y'all. Oh, but, you know, we wish you the best of luck, and I'm be so excited to watch it. You know what I mean? And I can't thank you enough for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me on, man.
Thank you, my brother. Let's make some noise for Danny Garcia. Motherfucking Garcia versus Keith Thurman, March 4th. I don't think they know yet where it's going to be in Brooklyn.
But we need the
Big
Champs Army to support it wherever it's at.
We want to support it wherever it's at. But Vegas, we prefer Vegas because that's Drink Champs' home.
We'll go over there.
Our second home.
Go nuts.
And we'll go over there. We'll rent houses and we'll have fight parties and go to the fight and then have after parties of fight parties and then get into a fight. And then Twin went to Vegas. Let me show you something. This is my man Twin. He went to Vegas with $80 and came back with $20.
And a stripper gave me them $20.
And a stripper.
And gave him some.
How do you go to Vegas with only $80 and came back with $20? He's the brokest, richest nigga you'll ever know. You make some noise for Twin, goddamn.
Yo, this out of the topic. My cousin told me his bitch ate his ass, my nigga. That was the craziest shit on the way over here. It's very disturbing.
That was weird.
I don't know where that came from. But he had the ugliest hooker in the world tricking on him. I've never seen that before. I've never seen a hooker trick on a nigga.
Bitch getting near my ass, man. She going to sleep.
Yeah. So, big up to Twin, the brokest, richest guy. Danny Garcia, thank you for going. Your crew, big them up. DSG, make sure you go on that website. Make sure if you can't make it to that fight, when you watch the fight, you go to that DSG, so you got the DSG all over you. And this is gonna be the biggest fight. I'm telling y'all, as a real boxing fan, this is gonna be one of the biggest. This is the biggest fight of the year. I'm telling you. And let's do it. March 4th, man.
Tune in.
What up?
Woo! As it is.
Hey. That was dope.